Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Al Espinosa is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. As much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house. If indeed we hold fast our confidence and are boasting in our hope. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the first six verses of Hebrews chapter 3, Christ the Lord is revealed to us as Jesus, that is our Savior, and then a title that altogether is Apostle and High Priest, faithful to God, appointed, counted worthy of more glory, the builder or furnisher of God's house, with more honor, King, as in the Anointed One, Son of God, the basis for our confidence or free speech that we are the house of God, and our objective hope. All of those things in just six verses. Thus, Hebrews expands into a cosmic inflation of Christological glory. Why? So that in picturesque precision, we would know who and whose we are as those baptized into him. In him, Christians, according to the author of Hebrews, we are holy brothers. The only place in the New Testament this is put that way. Holy brothers. In accord with our heavenly call, when we were drowned into and joined to our Lord's death and raised with and joined to our Lord's resurrection. Holy brothers. The ramifications for us are astounding, and the implications for us throughout our synod and the greater body are staggering. We have the greatest cause for rejoicing in our fellowship. And if we forget this magnificent grounds for our freedom of speech about and boasting in what Christ has done to make us God's house, then shame on us for our sinful lack of confidence and faith. Such slinking cowardice would rather spend more time looking upon each other only as sinners, apart from Christ, thus having every reason to underestimate what we are now in Christ and what we're capable of as synod, as church in Christ, instead of looking upon each other as crucified in Christ and looking upon each other as living stones of God's house who share in the confession for the life of the world. The only way for our eyes of faith to be open to see each other and our fellowship in Christ is through the cross of Christ. The goal our Lord had as our apostle, sent to take our flesh and our sin at Calvary, and as our high priest, only through the cross, that we would know beyond all doubt that it is only through our Lord's suffering and death and the Lord's shedding of his blood that his intercession for us and the Father is efficacious to make us his house, God's house. The priest sacrifices. Jesus sacrificed himself with our sin upon him, so much so that the Word calls him sin for us and curse for us. If we do not see God's backside, the only way we may see God and live, not only will we miss Christ as our apostle and high priest, but we will miss each other as well. Luther warned that what we confess in the creed, that we believe in one holy Christian church, our eyes of flesh believe in anything but that. But through faith in Christ crucified, our apostle and high priest, we are also given eyes of faith to see that we are indeed holy brothers, that we are indeed the house of God, and that we are confident confessors who, as the text says, boast that we are all in Christ. With this seeing through faith that always beholds the cross of Christ, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us as holy brothers, indeed as the very house of God. But this, brothers and sisters in Christ, does not come through a misguided theology of glory, but through the cross that knows the suffering Christ in our willingness in ministry to suffer for one another in what we do as church. For a national synod to major in serving our districts bearing a cross for their congregations, and districts serving other districts, our congregations lifting up our synod to pull our resources to reach so many drowning in a pool of hyper-individualism, radical relativism, and all-out skepticism towards the truth of God in the 21st century. In a day when we are more apt to follow presidential debates over and above the proclamation of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, let us be the holy brothers we have been made in Christ to be, the house of God, the apostle and high priest has made us to be, so that we may boast. Yes, boast. Boast in our hope. Certain and true. If God is for us, who can be against us? And he is for us, our apostle and high priest. And in this we rejoice. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again in glory. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.